This week is back to school week for UNC. Classes beginning this week and students already moving back into residence halls and dorms. So a lot of excitement on campus. Also a very different looking semester than we may be used to, but very gradually starting to get back to normal. And one thing that has not changed every single fall, the town of Chapel Hill and UNC and some other organizations come together for a really cool initiative called the Good Neighbor Initiative. This is welcoming students in to Chapel Hill who maybe live off campus in some of those neighborhoods near campus but not on it, going around meeting them, having opportunities for student residents and year-long residents to meet and engage with each other, and also giving each other a sense of what the rules are, how to follow them, and how to be good neighbors to each other as we get through the school year. We're joined in the studio by Aaron Bockenheimer, who is the Executive Director of Off-Campus Student Life and Community Partnerships at UNC. And every year, he's one of the folks who spearheads the Good Neighbor Initiative among the 10,000 other things that he does on a regular basis. So, Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Aaron, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It's good to be back in the studio again with you this year.
Yeah. So before we start talking about the Good Neighbor Initiative, how are you? How is the office? How are things on campus? You get to engage with students on a regular basis. What are folks thinking?
Yeah, things are good. I was saying just before we went on the air that I moved into a new office. So my office used to be in Granville Towers, was there since 2011, moved back on sort of what we would call main campus now. And so spent this last week moving into my new office and getting to see students moving into the residence halls. And obviously staff have been back on campus since the 19th. And so I think everybody is just evolving into a new environment and sort of remembering what it's like to work with each other and around each other again. It's been almost a year and a half since I've been in an office environment. Yeah. And so it's just new, right? You think, oh, you know, I did this for 20 years. This is going to be like riding a bike. And it's, you know, it's just navigating. I don't love new normal, but I'm struggling for better words. It's sort of like I keep using the word back to better, trying to find ways to be back and better than we've done things in the past. And yeah. So I think that's part of this process as well.
I started using weird new routine.
Yeah.
And then that became the routine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So tell us about the Good Neighbor Initiative. What just the history of it, first of all, for folks who don't know and need to be caught up, and then how it's going this year.
Yeah. So the Good Neighbor Initiative has been going on for 18 years. It really started with the Chapel Hill Police Department identifying a handful of properties off campus in the near downtown neighborhoods that year over year were having some issues with noise, trash, parking. And so they started 18 years ago doing some knock and talks at the beginning of the year and just welcoming them to the community and saying, hey, you know, this property has been a challenge. I know that you weren't the tenant here over the last several years. You're new, but, you know, here's some things that we've been dealing with, and we'd love to start off on a good foot and give you some tips so that this doesn't devolve into a problematic or contentious relationship with the neighborhood or the town. Here's some things you can do to be a good neighbor and really kind of ingratiate yourself to the community. And so it's grown from there over time. We've added some additional events to make it more of a year-round effort. We've added many, many, many partners over time. And now we bring many volunteers, town staff from both Chapel Hill and Carrboro, university staff, students, staff of local nonprofits, including the Jackson Center and Empowerment, out into the community, talking to students about being good neighbors and good citizens, and really trying to impart a sense of, you know, living together in a sense of harmony and working to create, give everybody an opportunity for a good quality of life off campus.
Yeah. And I always love this every single year, because you go around to different college towns and you so often see like tension, if not outright animosity, between the year-long residents and the students and all of that. And, you know, we've got a little bit of that in Chapel Hill, but this is a great opportunity for everyone to kind of come together and just get on the same page and recognize that we're all community members, yeah, members of the same community.
Yeah, it really, for students, it's about some expectation setting. I mean, in my experience, and I've been working in higher ed for more than 20 years and at Carolina for 12 years, our students want to do right in the community. They're good people. They care about their community. but they don't always have the skill set. And I think sometimes there's this assumption that students will just sort of inherently develop an understanding about how to live in a community when they're on their own for the first time. And that's just not always the case. Students need to understand some basic things about, you know, when do I take my trash to the curb? When do I need to bring it back from the curb? What are the expectations around noise? Who is living around me? There's many students who move in off-campus neighborhoods and don't realize that these are neighborhoods and not just sort of student enclaves. And so when you give them an opportunity to get to know the folks around them, when you set expectations in terms of behavior, how to do things in terms of the rules, noise, trash, parking, occupancy ordinances, and the like, you know, they generally comply because they want to be good neighbors and good citizens. And of course, we have other programs that we do in partnership with the town to hold students accountable when those expectations aren't met after that sort of educational period. And that's all part of this sort of comprehensive approach that the university and the towns take to really make sure that this is a good community for everybody to be able to live in.
Speaking with Aaron Bockenheimer, again, Executive Director of Off-Campus Student Life and Community Partnerships at UNC, helping organize this year's Good Neighbor Initiative. So what is this year's Good Neighbor Initiative going to entail? What's happening and when?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a different plan again this year. Last year, we were really reliant on social media messaging and email and our Tar Heel Citizen Time e-newsletter and some yard signs and really sort of distancing ourselves from the in-person activities that we had done historically. This year, I feel like we've sort of come much of the way back towards what I would call a normal approach to Good Neighbor Initiative with some tweaks. We'll continue to do a lot of social media messaging, continue to rely on our e-newsletter, but we will be going door-to-door again this year like we've done for many, many years. And so today and tomorrow, we'll have teams in Northside, Pine Knolls, Carborough, Cameron McCauley, Davie Circle, and other near campus neighborhoods and parts of downtown knocking on doors. Our volunteers will be wearing masks. They'll knock and step back a safe distance, wait for students to come to the door or permanent residents and talk to them about, again, the Good Neighbor Initiative, why we're here. We'll give them some information. A lot of it is sort of directing them to other information. So we've tried to reduce the amount of sort of paper that we hand out.
Right.
Many years ago, we used to give these sort of sizable packets,
right,
which I think, frankly, they weren't reading, and I can understand why. And so we've really tried to refer them more to digital resources. So we'll knock and talk today and tomorrow. And then we have a community event on Saturday, September 18th. At the Hargrave Center, where we'll have, it's more of a breakfast event for folks who have come in years past, the neighborhood night out, kind of block party community cookout. We're sort of being a little more cautious this year, just with the variant and gatherings. And so on Saturday morning, September 18th, from around 9 to 11:30, we'll have coffee and donuts and bagels and all kinds of good food from local vendors there. And it's a sort of a more of a drop-in mm-hmm. event. And again, a way for student and non-student residents to get to meet one another, ask questions, and just sort of get a nice kind of warm and fuzzy, if you will, welcome from the campus and community to students who are living off campus. And so that's what it'll look like this year. A little bit different. We hope to be able to bring back kind of a more robust community event in future years, but we felt like this sort of halfway back mm-hmm. approach this year with a bit more of a drop-in event with some free food was a more appropriate way to gather for this year.
I like that. Does the message change a little bit to students and to residents in the midst of COVID?
Well, you know, so last year we certainly strengthened and will again this year continue to really emphasize public health. So, you know, last year the message was 6 feet apart, wear your mask, wash your hands. This year, obviously, vaccination is a big part of that message as well. And frankly, re-emphasizing mask wearing again. Again, as we were discussing sort of prior to coming on air, I think we all went through a bit of a phase probably, you know, as recently as a couple months ago of like, I'm vaccinated and I'm good, to a recognition now that mask wearing, physical distancing, and vaccinations is the way to sort of really be healthy and safe and be supportive, recognizing that not everybody in the community is vaccinated and that we're dealing with new variants and new information all the time. And so that message is certainly a part of the conversation. And then we also really try to emphasize, in particular in Northside and Pine Knolls, a recognition around racial equity and racial justice. These are historically African-American neighborhoods, and it's important for students to understand the history of their community, get to know their neighbors, and really, in all neighborhoods, not just those two, but in all neighborhoods, really respect the history of those communities and respect the fact that they live amongst a really diverse cross-section of neighbors, neighbors with young children, elderly, folks who work varying shifts, both week and weekends and at different times of the day. And so, you know, all of those messages are rolled into the more traditional good neighbor messages of, again, noise, trash, parking, occupancy.
Speaking with Aaron Bockenheimer, and we got to wrap up, but anything else that we haven't touched on, or if people want to get involved either this year and future years, where can they go?
Well, certainly you can reach out to me and you can email offcampus@unc.edu. We'd love to see you on Saturday morning, September 18th at the Hargrave Center for our community get together. You know, I think the thing I would ask everybody, and this is, you know, students who might be listening, community members who might be listening, is to really kind of give each other patience and grace. This is a challenging time. Students are navigating new information. Again, we very rarely run into students who are repeat challenges. Usually an issue arises, we better educate them about community expectations, and we rarely ever hear from them again. And so again, if we can remember that these are still young people who are figuring out their way in the world, they're dealing with changing public health information just like all of us are. And if we can all, if students can give neighbors grace and understanding and patience, and neighbors can give students grace, understanding, and patience, I think we'll all be much better off moving forward and supporting one another.
Well said. Aaron Bockenheimer, again, student off-campus student life and community partnerships at UNC. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron, as always.